Here and now, resident chef Kathy Gunst is with us in the studio. She has just published a new book called Soup Swap. So not surprisingly, she has brought a bunch of different soups with her. Kathy, welcome back.
Great to be here.
And explain what we're doing here. What is a soup swap?
I'm glad you asked. about 6 years ago, my neighbor and friend Hope Murphy called and said, I have a great idea to get through the winter. Let's have parties once a month, all winter long. The host will make salad and bread and dessert, and everybody brings a pot of soup. And then at the end of the party, you all go home with six different homemade soups. And I don't love potlucks, but I thought, this is a win-win. You bring one pot of soup to a party, you get to go to a party, and then you go home with six different leftovers, and you're not stuck with that same pot of soup. So a soup swap can happen with your yoga club, your book group, in churches, synagogues, with coworkers,
your
anywhere.
Radio show.
Well, this is the first live soup swap. This is a moment. Well, can we take this
good
in?
Good job,
and,
guys.
And we had a number of people that work on the staff here at Here and Now put together some
They're
soups.
So
also,
awesome.
You brought in a soup
I did.
Of your
so
own.
So let's dive right in. Let's start with mine, not because it's mine, but because it might be the lightest. So mine is the roasted fall vegetable soup. And this is an interesting technique. You take every fall vegetable you can get your hand on, butternut squash, pumpkin, leeks, carrots, garlic, shallots, use all of them, use some of them, and you roast them at a very high temperature so they begin to caramelize, and then you throw them into a pot of vegetable stock or chicken stock, and the sweetness of those roasted root vegetables, it's kind of a winning soup, if I do
delicious.
Say so. And then I swirled a little bit of a chive pesto in there. Garnishes and toppings, as you're going to find with all these soups, can make a world of difference. Next, we have director Dean Russell made a soup with his wife Michelle Martin. This
who, by the way, is not the Michelle Martin who hosts
no relation.
Weekend All Things Considered.
There are too many Michelle Martins. This is a green lentil soup with a curried brown butter, and they adapted that. Many people, the thing about soup is that it's so hugely adaptable. All the recipes in my new book, I'm hoping people will use as a foundation and tweak it the way they like. They found this recipe in Heidi Swanson's Supernatural Every Day. Isn't that fabulous?
Yeah, you've got a pretty multi-talented staff here.
Gene and I are going to Colorado to do some election coverage.
And
now
eat.
We know
right.
he's going to have to make some soup when we get there.
That's right. All right, moving along. Mary Dew, also on staff, made from my book, a late fall vegetable ramen using udon noodles. And it's in a miso ginger broth. And she added shiitake mushrooms. She added a little bit more chili oil. And she said, and several people said to me, oh, I hope you don't mind I did this or I tweaked it this way. To me, that's a compliment. It means they understood the recipe, but they knew what they wanted in the final taste. That's the sign of a great cook. And then the last soup, Julia Corcoran, made a green chili pozole with chicken, and she found that recipe on Epicurious and tweaked it in various ways. Also fabulous. Isn't that so good? I know.
And she did that because both she and I have New Mexico connections.
Is
and
that
you've
why
gotta
she did
put
it?
New Mexico green chili. Yes.
Yes. Yeah, it's true. She put New Mexico green chilies in and she pleased the host and Jeremy's happy and all is right with the world. So we're good. But for a moment, I just want to say that since this book's come out, I've had all these people say to me, I really need this book right now. And I say, what do you mean by, I mean, I'm thrilled, but what do you mean by that? And I'm not going to get wildly political, but I will say that this is a very anxious time. This election is bringing out a lot of anxiety. When 9/11 happened, cookbook publishers rushed to publish comfort food books. And I feel that something similar may be going on right now. There is a very unsettled feeling about the election.
Everybody
we'll leave
just
it at
wants
that.
To sit in their living room with the fire on and just curl up with a cup of soup.
And
or 10
soups.
Cups of soup.
Or invite their friends and neighbors over and have the joy of sharing food with people and for just a moment forget about the election.
And we're going to put all of these recipes up at our website, hereandnow.org, as we always do. Kathy, do you have a favorite soup?
Oh, it's, you know, like, do I have a favorite child? No, I don't. It depends on the season. I cook very locally and very seasonally. It changes all the time. I made a mulligatawny soup from the book this weekend, and I'm like, this is it. This is my favorite. Then I made this late roasted vegetable soup, and I'm like, no, this is it. You just want to really focus on what's local, what's fresh. And I also just want to say that There are a lot of recipes in the book for side dishes and garnishes and toppings. These are really clever little quick recipes, making croutons from polenta, gluten-free, making quick avocado crema or salsas, or just chopping herbs, things that highlight the flavor of the soup. And I also have a whole chapter on stocks, which scares the bejesus out of people.
The heart of almost any soup.
And
right?
I just want to say you can do it. I have a bunch of recipes in there that I call recycled stock, where after you've had a chicken or a turkey, you use the carcass, you don't throw it away, you make a beautiful stock, or you save all your peelings from your vegetables all week and make a vegetable stock.
The book is called Soup Swap, and you can find the recipes to the soups we've been talking about today at hereandnow.org. Kathy Gunst, Here and Now resident chef, thanks as always.
Thanks. Time to get your soup.